The Daily Mig Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Aaron driving a semi-truck on I-5 is. Aaron, are you there?
I am here.
Time for you to get out of the studio, sir.
Bye-bye.
If you're playing at home, Aaron has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
How many letters are in the alphabet?
26.
Correct. Which TV show had a talking cat named Salem?
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
That's right. Asics, Toms, and UGG are brands of what?
Boots.
Can you be more generic? Yes. Which branch of the military was the first to award a Medal of Honor?
Would that be the Army?
No.
Air Force?
No.
Navy.
Yes. The duck-billed platypus is one of only 3 mammals that can do what?
Lay eggs.
Correct. How many lead singers has Iron Maiden had?
3.
Yes. Who was Raggedy Ann's little brother?
Raggedy Andy.
Correct. In which Canadian province was Wayne Gretzky born?
Quebec?
No.
Pass.
What letter appears at the bottom left of a standard keyboard?
C?
No.
B.
Yes. All right. With that, you got 8 correct, and that is a fine score there, Aaron.
Woohoo!
Yeah. That's how I'm feeling on the inside. Woohoo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Woohoo. Steve?
Yes.
Welcome back. Are you ready?
All right.
Hope you're feeling a little pressure.
Ooh, how many pressure makes?
How many letters are in the alphabet?
26.
Correct. Which TV show had a talking cat named Salem?
That Out of This World?
No.
Crap, it was a show that was right around that time. Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yes. Oh. Asics, Toms, and UGG are types of what?
Shoes.
Yes. Which branch of the military was the first to award a Medal of Honor?
Let's go Army.
No.
Navy.
Yes. The duck-billed platypus is one of only 3 mammals that can do what?
Swim?
No.
Fly?
No.
Have sex for pleasure.
No.
Wow.
How many lead singers has Iron Maiden had?
I believe it's 3.
It is. Who was Raggedy Ann's little brother?
Andy.
Yes.
Raggedy Andy?
In which Canadian province was Wayne Gretzky born?
Oh, crap. Edmonton.
No.
Saskatchewan.
No.
Winnipeg.
No. What letter appears at the bottom left of a standard keyboard?
Bottom left? What?
Yes, the bottom left of a standard keyboard. What letter appears there?
C?
No.
B?
No.
E?
No.
F?
No.
U?
Wow.
Steve, you got
Z.
You had Z.
Yeah,
he can
Z.
See now. He took off his blindfold. Steve, you got 6 correct, which is a lovely score, but it's not good enough to beat our friend Aaron, who scored 8.
Wow.
Aaron wins 8-6.
Nice.
Congratulations, Aaron.
Woo-hoo. Great
There's
game,
that
my man.
Again. So let's go through this real quickly. No, platypuses, I'm not sure if they have sex for pleasure or not, but they...
I know dolphins do.
They do lay eggs.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, I mean, in order to lay those eggs, no.
Oh, my. The Canadian province that is home to Wayne Gretzky is Ontario. And then eventually you got to the letter Z when
Z.
You cheated and took your blindfold off. But there's always the 850 game, Steve.
There is, thankfully. I have a chance to redeem myself.
We have a really sick shirt that would look really awesome on our friend Aaron while he's driving his truck down I-5. And that is the new I Beat Migs t-shirt. And it has Steve's face on it as a Dogman character. It has the 60 seconds on the clock.
It does. And I got to give a shout out to our friend Jaime, who lives in Atlanta, went and saw Pantera yesterday. And he sent us some pictures. And he is rocking the I Beat Migs shirt.
Yeah.
At the Pantera concert, and he did say that he got a couple of interesting looks while he was wearing it.
You can get your very own in the rock shop at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
There is a mom named Tiffany from Western New York who said she was beyond shocked to find blood splattered on her daughter's Burger King kids meal.
Oh.
Here is Tiffany talking about the incident.
I heard, "Mom, I don't want ketchup." I look.
in her bag, and there is blood all over her bag, her toy, her fries, everything.
Had she not, what if the kid wanted ketchup on her burger, she would have never known.
Yeah, for because, sure.
And I mean, my first thought when I heard about this, I was picturing like a crime scene in the bag for some reason, like just blood everywhere. Like it's like all of a sudden it's like their Halloween themed burger and it's just blood everywhere. But it's like little speckles of blood that when you look at the wrapper, it looks like ketchup.
Oh, well, the manager said that a worker had cut themselves and that's where the blood came from. And they offered her a refund. But the woman was like, hey, that's not good enough. You need to take this way more seriously.
I'll be talking to my lawyer. We'll be getting more than just the, well, I mean, these days, I mean, it is a big payout to get a refund on a burger at any of the fast food places, like $8, $9.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, props though to the people at that Burger King for taking responsibility as opposed to we're going to have an internal investigation and they just kind of keep it quiet from there. I think it's kind of cool. I mean, you know, it still sucks, but at least they're like, yep, that's our bad. We'll figure it out.
Going to own up to it.
Now, okay, maybe this is a little, it's not as extreme as blood, but like what if you go to a place and you get an order that you didn't want? How do you handle it? Or if they did something, like if something wasn't to your liking, do you just accept it and move on? Or do you go back and be like, I want to talk to the manager?
I mean, I'll usually go back and try to get it right, but I'm not a let me talk to the manager person. I'm just like, oh, hi, excuse me.
Right.
For some reason, there's two random tacos in here and my other thing is not in here.
And there's no blood.
Can you help me?
I wanted blood. Because that happened, there's a place that we go and we always get like this tofu kind of stuff on it, right? So, but every once in a while, there's like a random chunk of meat on it. And I don't, end of the day, I'm not going to lose my mind over it. But like my wife is a little bit more serious about not, you know, she doesn't want to have anything that's meat near her, which I understand. And every once in a while, she's like, oh, look, here's a piece of steak in my food. And like she'd pick it out. But we never bother to make a big fuss out of it. So finally, it was like week after week, this is happening. I was like, I don't know what to do. So I sent a letter.
Oh, no. Recently?
Like handwritten?
Yes. No, not handwritten.
Well, I don't know.
You know, like you like write your comments. Like it's like, tell us how we're doing. I'm like, hey, look, I'm not trying to get anything out of this, but maybe don't put the tofu stuff right next to the actual meat stuff for people who are vegetarian. Because I think what's going on is whenever people are scooping the meat, some of the meat's dropping in the tofu stuff. So, you know, this could be an ugly situation for you.
Did you get a response?
No.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I know which restaurant you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
And it's good luck because I tried to do like the whole, it wasn't about the food. It was just about the wait times.
Mm. Yeah.
And I got really.
Oh, so you wrote a letter.
I wrote a letter, handwritten, signed it with little hearts. And it was like, hey, you guys needed to like really fix the wait times. And
nothing.
Never once. I didn't even hear like it. Because like, no, sometimes they'll like hit you back and be like, oh, we're sorry. Here's 15% off your next order. No.
Yeah, see, I'm not even looking for a deal. I just want, like, hey, next time we come here, maybe don't put the non-meat stuff next to them. Because these people are just willy-nilly scooping it, and I understand it's going to happen. But, like, maybe avoid that situation by not putting the tofu stuff right next to the chicken and the steak.
Take a picture of it, and then next time, shove it in her face and be like, look what happened.
Yeah, I'm supposed to show up, like, all angry at them. Yeah. Be like, last time you guys effed it up, I better not see any steak in my meal. Yeah, I wasn't being rude. I wasn't like, go F yourselves. I don't even want money out of it. I don't even want a coupon. I just want in the future, can there not be steak in my wife's food?
Yeah, it's just a really great suggestion that would probably
That's
work.
That's why I was asking. What would you do then?
The Daily Migs Show. Okay, class, please take your seats.
I brought my pencil.
You're a slacker.
Give me something to write on.
And all week at this time, we have been going head-to-head. We're trying to find out who are the star students of rock. Is it us or is it the men's room?
It feels like it's the men's room.
It really does. And today, we have the Ted Smith joining us.
Yes.
And he's taking on the one and only Danny V. We're going to be playing a game called Robot Remix.
All right. Robot Remix. So it's through the beauty of artificial intelligence and that website, Suno.com, where it makes music for you. So, Ted, we know you for being our resident hip-hop fan.
All right, yep.
Danny, you're our resident emo guy.
Sure.
So I figured, okay, well, Ted, your wheelhouse, hip-hop from the 90s.
Yes, from the 90s.
Yes, yes.
The best.
100%.
I would say the golden era of hip-hop.
1994.
Okay, and then Danny V, I would say emo from the 2000s.
Yes, easy.
Okay, so I found what were considered to be the best songs from that time.
Oh, God.
All right. I took the lyrics from these songs, and I decided to flip the script. So I took hip-hop lyrics from some of the bigger songs, turned them into emo songs, and took the lyrics of emo songs and turned them into hip-hop songs, and you have to guess the song.
All right.
Okay.
Are they gonna make me happy or sad?
You know, it's been, to be honest with you, Suno made it more pop punk than emo.
That's all good. Right. However, the problem is I'm not a lyrics guy.
I know. Oh, no. So this could be hard or it could be really freaking easy. So Ted, we'll start off with you.
All right,
so
let's go.
Here is an emo song that's actually a hip hop song. So let's see if you can figure out who it is. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right.
I know. Oh, Hypnotize, B.I.G., B. Diddy. I got Pink Gators by Detroit Players.
Dude, isn't it hard when you take
that
it out of context?
That is so hard because I just, all I can hear is the music.
And all of a sudden you're hearing it.
Which I kind of like it.
It actually does. It slaps as the kids.
It was
inside.
Good.
Danny, you should mix one of those into your emo night. See if they notice.
I should. They'd be like, who is this new band?
All right.
All right. So let's go to Danny. Now, right. This is going to be a hip hop song that actually is an emo anthem. All Are right. you ready?
I'm ready.
Am I more than you bargained for yet? I've been dying to tell
boy.
You anything you want to hear, because that's just who
Sugar,
I am
we're going
this
down.
Week, lying the grass.
Jeez,
next to the
look at this guy.
I don't know if I'm going to be very good.
Oh, I like this one.
I do like that the emo hip-hop version became like a Crazy Town song.
Drop a heart and break a name. We're always sleeping in and sleeping for the wrong team. We're going down, down in an earlier round.
It did. That we see that's a great call.
Oh, right. Wow. I mean, I don't know that I call that hip hop. No, it's a little bit. You know what? Suno does what Suno wants to do sometimes. All right, let's go now. Let's go back to the world of hip hop. Are you ready, Ted?
Yes.
All right.
In the city of LA, in the city of good old Watts, in the city of Compton. We keep it rocking.
Oh, man, I have ideas.
I think you'll get it.
Now let me welcome everybody to the wild, wild west. A state that's untouchable like Alabama.
All right, it's got to be, is it Dre and Pac, California?
Oh, no!
Ted, you might know it better as this.
So what's California?
I hear it now.
Wait a minute, who is this?
Tupac.
I said Dre and Pac.
Oh, you got
Dr. Dre's on this song.
Oh, crap.
Oh, you got it right then.
All right, fine, you got it right.
And they're out in the desert. That's the video.
I thought you said Dre and Snoop. My bad.
Oh, no.
Ted's like ready to kill us.
This music video was awesome, though. It was like Mad Max.
Yes.
That's the one, Dre and Pac.
You got it.
I never understood this video, by the way. Like, I wanted it to be California, like a bunch of girls in bikinis by the... And it was like, not well, that at all.
You're thinking of what's his name from Van Halen.
Yeah.
Right? Did he have a song, California Girls?
Yes.
Right. I mean, it's Mad Max. Who knows?
Yeah.
I think we're having way too much fun with this, Steve. Can we continue the game? Can we play a song?
Let's take a quick break, come back, and do more of this robot remix with D. Ted Smith.
The Daily Migs Show. The Daily Migs Show.
We are back with D. Ted Smith. School of Rock, and why are we doing this, Steve?
Well, right now we're doing Robot Remix. It's him versus Danny, and we're just having too much fun with it because we did take in hip-hop, iconic hip-hop songs, the lyrics, turned them into pop-punk songs, and the Ted Smith has to guess the song, and then we take in some iconic emo songs, turned them into hip-hop songs through the beauty of the artificial intelligence app, Suno.com, And Danny has to guess what song it is. So let's get right back into it.
It's the greatest game ever, yes.
Yes, it is. All right, Danny, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hey, don't write yourself off yet. It's only your-
also, I don't understand why it turned every rap version into like a reggae rap, but it's here, just as a heads
right
up.
Next to the beach. Hey,
don't write yourself off
yet. Your car.
It's only your head. You feel left out or looked down on. Just try your best. Try everything you can. And don't you worry what they tell
it's Jimmy World. In the middle.
It just takes some time.
You guys are good.
That was hard.
It was. I do like this version. Right here.
This is like Jimmy Eat World did some time. They came out and they were like, we got a new sound, y'all.
Got a tattoo of a teardrop on his eye.
Yeah. This would be an anthem in the Tri-Cities.
Oh, yeah.
All right, the tips. I feel like you guys are going to get them all right, but this is still fun.
Stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop.
Oh, that is Rough Riders anthem. What is his name? I know it's Rough Riders anthem. I can see him. May rest in peace.
Right. Give it to him.
That's right.
Shut them down, open up shop.
Once we had them like, oh, now they like,
no.
All right, let's try another one with with Danny V. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, well, I'm a gin. As I'm pacing the pews in a church corridor, and I can't help but to hear.
No, I can't help but to hear. Exchanging of words.
Thanks, Cypress Hill. What is it?
I know.
What are you to for a ding? What are you to for
a ding? Is this
ICP?
Oh, yes, Panic at the Disco.
I write sins, not tragedy.
That was so weird because that actually sounded like a Cypress Hill song.
It totally sounded like Cypress Hill.
I thought you were trolling me. I thought it really was a hip hop song for a second.
Let's see. Get one more. Yeah.
One, two, three, into the foe. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre at the toe. Ready to make it and transfer back on.
All right, I know it's Snoop and Dre.
We bow to light things up.
Oh, another bit of juice thing.
Wow.
God, these were great songs.
This
Dude,
is so
this
fun.
Is such a great era. Yeah. The best time. And one more for Danny.
All right.
Sacred Sorry. Church. Sacred Church.
I forgot how weird this one is.
From a nightmare, the shack. Oh, in the background, you the morgue, the unsuspecting victim.
It's like an old Kanye track.
We can live with Jack and Solly if we want.
Solly, I miss you, Blink 182.
Yeah.
And we'll have Halloween on Christmas and in the need. We'll wish this never ends. We'll wish this never ends. I miss you. I miss you.
Wow.
It's hip-hop from, like, Columbia.
I feel like the guys in Blink-182 had, like, a pound of cocaine and an 808 track machine.
Oh, I did not recognize this at all.
I miss you.
Yeah. Get it. Did they start drinking lean?
Like, I'm sweating for him.
I'm going to start doing the hip-hop versions at emo night, and then Ted will come out and run a room stage.
I mean, that first one you could have done. You drop this, the room's going to go quiet.
This is how you get everyone to leave at the end of the night.
Right.
Last call.
That was awesome, dude. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no problem.